Hello and welcome to MHEC 101. I'm your host, Rhonda Wardlaw, and today's discussion will center around the number of scholarships and grants that are offered by the Maryland Higher Education Commission. And who better to talk to today than Donna Thomas, who is the Director of the Office of Student Financial Assistance at the Maryland Higher Education Commission, who actually gives out a lot of money every year. Donna, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Rhonda. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, let's start it out simple because we like to know how much money. We like to know how these students get the money. But let's go ahead and start with a simple question about the number of scholarships that you administer each year.
Absolutely. The state of Maryland has more than 20 different scholarship and grant programs that are available for students at various levels. Students who are coming directly from high school, as well as those who are currently enrolled in a post-secondary institution at the undergraduate level, and those also planning to pursue a master's degree. We offer scholarships and grants to those students to be able to pay towards their educational expenses.
You know, everybody likes to know that there's money out there that is available with all of the number of scholarships and grants that you just talked about. But are there, and maybe I should say, is it fair to say that there are some scholarships that maybe are more popular than others across the board?
Yes, it is fair to say that. The state focuses on our need-based grant programs, where we provide grants to students who have the highest demonstrated need based on the income that is reported on their FAFSA or MSFA. Each year in the state of Maryland, we set aside more than $80 million for our students who have high need. And we offer different grants and scholarship programs. Our main two are the Guaranteed Access Grant Program, where each year we provide scholarships to students for more than 3,000 applicants who meet the income requirements and have the greatest need. These students receive more than $19,000 each year in that particular grant to pay for their tuition and fees, as well as room and board costs. Then we also have the Educational Assistance Grant, which is also another grant that is awarded to students who have demonstrated need, and those students receive a maximum award of $3,000. And annually, we make awards to more than 20,000 students in that particular grant program.
You know what I love about being able to have podcast time together to talk about all of this money is that I can hear in the background, because we're all working from home, a potential student that will be applying for those grants and scholarships in the not so distant future. Is that right?
Yes, you do. That is my wonderful daughter in the background doing her virtual learning. So
yes,
in unprecedented times, you will definitely hear different sounds in the background coming from future individuals that plan to go to post-secondary education. So that is a true reality at this moment.
Absolutely. For all of us going through this. Yes, it's so good to know, though, that the opportunities will be there for our children, as well as the other hundreds of thousands of students, you know, that are receiving these year after year after year. So let's go back to FAFSA, MSFA. You mentioned that and the importance and how, you know, you get the information from these. But can you explain a little bit more, maybe for a first-time parent or even a sophomore or junior that's thinking about applying for our scholarships for the first time?
Absolutely. The FAFSA is pretty much the gateway application that students who are eligible citizens but complete to be considered for various state grant and scholarship programs, as well as federal grants and institutional dollars. The MSFA is the state's application, which is specific to undocumented students to complete in order to be considered for certain state grant programs, such as our need-based programs and some of our career-based programs. So by completing either one of those applications, it allows the state to consider you for state grant awards that you can also receive while attending a post-secondary institution.
Outstanding. Well, I know that oftentimes demand on the workforce will create curriculum for higher education institutions. Does it do the same thing for scholarships and grants that can be awarded to students who are perhaps studying careers that are currently in high demand?
Yes, the state actually does offer some scholarship programs that are specific to individuals that plan to go into one of our shortage fields, such as nursing. We also have a newly released scholarship over the last 2 years, which is known as the Cybersecurity Public Service Scholarship, where students who are currently enrolled in a cybersecurity program can receive additional assistance towards their educational expenses if they're planning to work in the field of cybersecurity upon graduation. And then we have the Richard Collins Scholarship, which is specific to individuals who are in our ROTC programs at one of our historically Black colleges or universities. And because they are participating in that ROTC program, they are eligible for the Richard Collins program.
That's terrific. And I know that there are several others. Where would someone go to find that information?
That is an excellent question. Because we have so many different scholarship programs, and it's quite a bit of information to go over to know all of the eligibility requirements for each of them, they would actually log on to our website, which is mhec.maryland.gov. That's mhec.maryland, spelled out, .gov. And then once they are on our website, they would look under the quick links and click on state scholarships. And there they would be able to view all of the different scholarship and grant programs that we offer.
That's wonderful. You know, it's good to know that the money's there. It's great to know there's a location that everything is housed under one page. But is there a stumbling block, per se, for students when they're actually trying to apply for these grants and scholarships through the Maryland Higher Education Commission?
I wouldn't say necessarily a stumbling block, but I would say that students also need to be mindful that when they're looking at our website, that they also log in and create an MBCAPS account. MBCAPS stands for the Maryland College Aid Processing System, where students can create an account to go online to monitor their state grant, scholarship, and award programs, as well as to apply by completing a separate application for some of our career-based programs. And so by doing that, it opens up the opportunity for them to first monitor the status of their state awards to know if they're being considered for state funds, as well as to explore other state scholarship programs that they can complete an application for and be considered for directly through that MDCAPS portal. We often have students who are looking for scholarships in the teaching field because they plan to enroll and major in teaching. The state offers a scholarship that is specific to teachers, for students who plan to become a teacher upon graduation. So they would need to log into MDCAPS, complete the application, so they can be considered for that particular scholarship.
And would they find that easily on the webpage?
Yes, they would. That information is listed on our webpage. As soon as they click on the state scholarship page, it's right under the career-based section of the webpage, and they could click on that particular program, find out the eligibility requirements, and then it's also a link that directs them right to the MDCAPS website that allows them to go online, create an account if they need to, and then apply for the scholarship. And one thing that's also important to remind any person that's looking for scholarship funds to attend a post-secondary institution is that if it's your first time visiting our website, you will see a pop-up box that asks you to subscribe for updates. By inputting your email address or your mobile number, you will receive frequent updates from the Maryland Higher Education Commission with various information on our state scholarship and grant programs. We are sending out reminders to students who subscribe, letting them know when our applications become available, when deadline dates are approaching, when you should visit your MDCAPS account to accept your awards. So it's another great opportunity for students to stay in the know of various scholarship or grant opportunities, so that way they can get their information in on time and be considered for state awards.
Donna, you've given us so much information. As we wrap up this edition of MHEC 101, is there any advice that you'd give to students regarding when to start researching scholarships and grant opportunities?
Yes, I would definitely tell students that it is always in their best interest to start researching how they can pay for college, exploring other means of where they can get financial resources from, such as through the state, institutions, employers, and they should start that process as soon as possible. For the state of Maryland, we start advertising our programs for the upcoming academic year in the fall, which is usually in November. So an example of that would be if you're planning to enroll for the 2021-2022 academic year, now's the time that you start completing your FAFSA, completing your MSFA, doing research for other external scholarship resources, reaching out to your institution so that way you can find out they offer any institutional scholarships and what the requirements are. So that way you are doing your research and exploring how you can get a lot of money from different resources. And that is the best step to do to make sure that you are able to pay and afford college.
That is outstanding. Donna Thomas, Director of the Office of Student Financial Assistance with the Maryland Higher Education Commission, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your valuable knowledge and insight. And we'd like to tell the viewers or the listeners as well, if they have any topics that they'd like to discuss on MHEC 101, please send them directly to me at rhonda.wardlaw@maryland.gov. That's rhonda.wardlaw at maryland.gov. Donna Thomas, I know you're a busy person. I'll let you get back to work. And thank you again so much for being with us today and helping our Maryland students reach their higher education goals.
Thank you so much for having me, Rhonda.